The Coalition for a Tobacco-Free Vermont sponsored a recent poll on attitudes regarding cigarette taxes. American Heart Association Government Relations Director Tina Zook says the results found 3 out of 4 Vermonters supported a $1.25 hike in the tax if the revenue is dedicated to youth prevention and making health care coverage more affordable.
The total pack price has to go up at least 10%. For it to be an effective deterrent to prevent kids from smoking and to be a high enough bump to make smokers want to quit.
Vermont legislators are considering various new tax levels. Vermont currently has the 7th highest cigarette tax in the country at $2.62 per pack. Based on projections from the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, Zook says the $1.25 tax would raise $16.5 million and prevent 3,100 kids from smoking.
Why go lower? We don't want kids to be able to afford cigarettes. So they don't start in the first place, we can save a lot of healthcare spending long term.
In conjunction with the survey, the Coalition released a study from the University of Illinois at Chicago that dispels the idea smokers cross state lines to purchase cigarettes. It says that, quote, claims of massive cross-border shopping and other tax avoidance efforts are clearly exaggerated, unquote. Coalition for a Tobacco-Free Vermont coordinator Laura Bernard says it affirmed the tax is an effective public health tool.
The poll showed that the only means of balancing the budget that attracted widespread support was an increase in the state tobacco tax. We saw this across the state. 75% of people were in favor of increasing it.
Vermont Grocers Association President Jim Harrison notes that cigarettes are already heavily taxed and consumers find alternate methods of purchase. Harrison believes you cannot effectively increase taxes to impact smoking rates when it's easy to buy them cheaper in a nearby state with lower taxes.
On the eastern side of Vermont, it's all too clear that many Vermonters travel over to New Hampshire where the taxes is significantly lower than it is in Vermont. There was also a recent study in New York State that pointed to the fact that 1 out of every 2 packs of cigarettes that are consumed in New York State are done so without the collection or payment of state taxes. They're either done through black market or bought in alternative locations where the tax is lower.
Senate Finance Committee Chair Tim Ash says the committee is reviewing whether to impose a higher cigarette tax, with the primary goal to improve public health. But the key problem is balancing economic concerns.
The real hard thing is that there is an economy in these convenience stores in particular that's built on selling tobacco products. It's the number one selling product in many of these stores. And I don't think any of us take it lightly that this would have an impact on them. Not so much the lost revenues from the tobacco sales, for which I don't think there's a tremendous amount of sympathy, but for all the other purchases people make when they go to a store and buy tobacco products. And that's where the real hit, I think, would come. So we're trying to balance those competing needs, the sort of an economic impact on those border stores with, you know, the clear public health benefits that we can get people to kick smoking.
According to the Vermont Grocers Association, cigarettes typically account for between 25% to 35% of total sales in convenience stores. The House Ways and Means Committee proposed a 50-cent increase. The Senate is considering a tax between $1 and $1.25. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.